Iran has been struck by several major earthquakes in recent years, like the one in Bam in 2003, which killed more than 26,000 people. I asked Nathan Nimi what makes Iran so prone to seismic activity. He's a professor of geological sciences at the University of Michigan.
Iran is surrounded by plate boundaries on almost all sides. So the western side where the earthquake happened is the Arabia-Eurasia collision. There's deformation along the southern margin of Iran, and then in the north, where it's colliding with the Caspian Sea plate near Tehran. So this kind of ring of deformation around much of Iran is what causes there to be many earthquakes.
That seems like a really big area with so many plates at play. Is there any country in the world that has the same kind of geologic dynamic?
Turkey is another one. India, the northern margin of India, is very active, as well as countries like Nepal and Bhutan that lie right along the Himalayan plate boundary. But overall, there's a zone of deformation that extends from Europe all the way across the southern edge of Asia, which is very, very active tectonically.
Can you explain the zone of deformation? What does that mean?
In the cycle of plate tectonics, continents split apart and ocean basins form, and then those ocean basins close and the continents collide together again. There used to be an ocean basin that existed all along the southern margin of Europe and Asia. It's been closing over the last 50 million years. So Africa is currently colliding with Europe, which creates the Alps and the Carpathians. Arabia is colliding northwards with Central Asia, which creates the Caucasus Mountains and the Zagros Mountains. And then India is colliding northwards with Asia, creating the Himalayan Mountains. And so this zone, all the way across the southern margin of Asia, involves the collisions of continents, which builds mountains and leads to tectonic activity and earthquakes.
Obviously, very, very slow collisions, but collisions all the same. I mean, to survive an earthquake, we're told to find, if you're in a house, find a door frame or some load-bearing wall. I suspect that the injuries suggest that there are lots of single-story homes in this part of Iran with few load-bearing walls or frames.
Yeah, well, you bring up a very important point, and that comment, which is, I think, kind of European and North American specific, is that the common building mode is wood-framed houses. In this part of the world, most buildings are going to be built with stone or masonry, not with wood.
Right.
And very few of them will actually have reinforced concrete with, you know, steel supports inside of them, and so they're very prone to collapse. This is, again, very similar to what we saw in the Haiti earthquake. Building with concrete but without rebar, these are very susceptible to collapse when the ground starts to shake. And unfortunately, you have significantly greater casualties as a result.
Is there any way for Iran to predict when the next quake will be or to prepare anyway for the next quake?
Prepare, I think the answer is yes. Improving building codes is the biggest thing they could do, particularly cities like Tehran, where they're building lots and lots of high-rise buildings. It's a massive megacity. And if those huge buildings start to collapse, the devastation would be incredible.
As far as prediction, I mean, the science of predicting earthquakes, it's pretty sketchy, isn't it?
I think when we say the word prediction in terms of thinking about a weather prediction, what's going to happen tomorrow, yes, we don't have that kind of ability. We can use things like GPS receivers in scientific studies to ask questions about how quickly the ground is deforming, and from that make a hazard assessment. What's the likelihood that there will be a large earthquake? And there is information of that type for Iran and for many active plate boundaries around the world. We know it's risky around Tehran, parts of central Iran, less so. And so those are the kind of things that we can suggest where building codes should perhaps be the strongest or most enforced. But in terms of predicting what might happen tomorrow or next week or next month, we're nowhere close to being able to do that with earthquakes.
Nathan Nimi, professor of geological sciences at the University of Michigan. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you very much.